thicket, its knobbed antlers trailing ragged fronds of yellow ferns. A coyote could be heard calling far away, the mournful echo bouncing back. Once JB heard rustling in the thick foliage and just glimpsed what he swore was a diamondback rattler, but its body was as thick as a man's thigh.
If we're really in Minnesota, and I still find it kind of hard to believe, then the way we're heading should bring us up toward the Great Lakes. The western tip of Superior is my guess.
Mildred paused and wiped streams of perspiration from her forehead.
Whew. Worse than a gnawing summer.
Ryan couldn't remember whether he'd ever been up close to what had once been called the Great Lakes. He'd seen them on maps from pre-dark days and heard the talk of traders and traveling men that there were still great inland seas. Some were said to be so polluted that if a man fell in the water, the acids would strip sinew from bones within seconds. They paused in a clearing and sat down for a 5-minute rest. There were more insects around, and Christy had heard the distant, ominous humming of what might have been another swarm of killer bees. But all that threatened them was a large hornet, its body bloated and striped, its barbed sting dripping a thick, poisonous ichor as it flew close by. Jack drew one of his throwing knives, but the giant insect seemed to perceive the hostile gesture and buzzed away.
The screen back there made out you were good with a blaster.
It did?
96 Olympics, you got a silver medal in free shooting.
Mildred nodded slowly.
Hardly worth the guilt coating.
How's that? I thought the Olympics were something special.
That Altius 40 is shit. What was more important was just who had the best drug specialist. Blockers, uppers, slowers, biggers, and fasters.
You took drugs?
Sure. Everyone did. In pistol shooting, you need to squeeze between heartbeats. So you take blockers to slow the pulse. Then you need covers to conceal what you've taken. Most teams had up to 30 outside specialists helping.
If everyone took drugs, then everyone was the same. So if everyone stopped taking drugs, then everyone would still be the same. So why did...
Why take drugs, Doc? Well, how do you know the next bastard hasn't taken anything? You trust the Russians or the Japanese or the Brits, the Germans? Hell, nobody trusted anyone.
Should have been games 4 years later, shouldn't there?
Mildred lay flat on her back, hands clasped behind her head.
Right. But my medal was kind of devalued. Half the Eastern Bloc didn't show. Most of the third world countries joined in a boycott. Only about a dozen left in my event.
What kind of blaster did you use?
Ah, I had some lovely pistols. I never cared much for the latest guns. I bought a beautiful .22 made just before the Second World War. Udo Anschutz, the record match, model 210. Also, I had a couple of Schultz and Larsons that I picked up from a dealer in New Orleans. I tried a Walther OSP and a model 80 Beretta. In the end, I had Ruger make me up a special. Cost an arm and a leg, but it was just like part of my wrist.
Ryan and JB listened, fascinated. Though the armorer was probably the greatest living expert on firearms, Ryan, too, was always interested in different blasters.
You fire anything bigger than a 2.2?
Of course. I figure here you need something that'll man stop with a single hit. I saw that you both carry big handguns.
What other kind of blasters did you favor, Mildred?
Lots. It was my hobby. I went through the usual range of Smith and Wesson's Colts, Blackhawks, Walthers. Oh, my club bought me a real nice Hammerly match pistol last year.
Her face changed as she realized what she'd just said.
I guess I don't mean that. I mean the year before the pool of blackness opened at my feet and I dived into it. Ready for the big sleep, as Raymond Chandler would say.
Have to get you a blaster as soon as we can.
I wonder whatever happened to my guns. Burned up in the Big Bang, I guess. I had a Lamar like Doc here. Big pinfire, 10-shot. I also had a Remington rifle cane, not like that sword stick, Doc. Percussion cap, still worked. You know, I used it once for real.
When?
I was attacked by a mugger once, just 100 yards off Beacon Hill in Boston. He came at me with a pissant little zip gun. Thought he was Rambo. I put one through his punk ass with the Remington and taught him different.
Ryan looked wonderingly at the black woman, hardly able to believe their luck in finding her. Mentally stable, seeming in great physical shape, and also a good hand with a blaster. And a doctor, he reminded himself. JB stood up, stretching.
I can't tell you what it's like to talk to someone like you, Mildred. Truly.
Mildred grinned and got to her feet, helping herself with a hand against the trunk of a gigantic eucalyptus.
And I don't just say that to all the girls.
The armorer adjusted his fedora and wiped sweat away from his forehead.
It's true. Someone from before the long winters, and who knows a lot about blasters. I could listen to you for days.
Talk is cheap.
How's that?
I remarked merely that talk was very cheap, Dr. Wyeth. But the price of action can sometimes be more realistic.
Realistic? Are you implying that I'm making this up? That I can't really shoot?
No, no, no. I read the screen on you, as we all did. I'm sure that it was once true, but that was many years ago.
And besides, Doc, the bitch is dead. Is that what you mean? That I couldn't do it now? Ryan, give me that pistol of yours. I'm getting real tired of this old guy's flapping tongue, not to mention that hornet's endless buzzing. Can't do much about the one, but I can sure as shit stop the other.
Here you go. Ryan handed over the Sig Sauer, watching the woman carefully. He noticed that JB had eased his own pistol just in case. Looking out for just in case was a good way of staying alive.
Thanks.
Mildred looked at Doc.
You think I don't know guns? Fair enough. This, dear sir, is the Sig Sauer P226, 15 rounds of 9mm ammo. Barrel length is just under 4.5 inches. Overall length is 7.75 inches. Weighs in at a fingernail under 26 ounces. What else? Yeah! Push-button mag release. This built-in baffle silencer's a later addition, coming in not that long before I was ill.
Mere and more talk.
Is it all right to fire one off, Ryan?
Sure, Mildred. The woman tested the pistol for weight and balance, smiling approvingly. Her eyes followed a huge insect as it lunged and thrust menacingly, feinting in toward the watchers, then cutting away. Ryan's guess put it at close to a foot long, but it was moving very fast and erratically. If Mildred Wyeth really thought she could hit it in midair, then she had a lot of confidence and nerve. Mildred braced her right wrist with her left for extra steadiness, Ryan was pleased to see, without squinting an eye shut. He was a lot better than average shot himself, but he was aware that his monocular vision prevented him from ever being outstanding.
It's why!
On the evidence of the single squeezed shot, Mildred was outstanding. The muty insect disintegrated in a rainbow burst of shattered pulp as it was obliterated by the 9mm full metal jacket round. There was virtually nothing left of its corpse to fall lightly to the dense foliage around them.
God damn it! Nice shot!
Whew! Terrific shot!
Ryan nodded his agreement. Jack gaped, slack-jawed.
Could have been luck.
Despite his words, Doc's eyes were twinkling, and he couldn't check a foolish grin spreading across his face.
Luck?
But, I was about to add, I guess it wasn't luck. Just damnably good shooting. My congratulations, madam.
Old Hand and I haven't lost much of their coordination.
Mildred handed the warm gun back to Ryan.
It pulls a half inch or so left over 50 yards. If you like, I could fix it for you.
Ryan shook his head in amused disbelief. Now they were six again. The friends continued northeast, stopping every hour or so to try to draw breath in the fetid heat of the jungle. Twice they crossed flowing water. On the second occasion, Jack tripped over a web of tangling vines and tumbled into the river.
Oh, shit!
Jack!
Ryan was there first, crawling onto a fallen tree to peer for the vanished boy. The silt was so thick that he feared for a dozen heartbeats that Jack might have been sucked under and trapped in the mud and weeds. Then his eye was caught by a tremor of movement deep in the turgid stream, a flash of white like a fish moving belly up, or like waving strands of albino hair. Hanging on with his left hand to a moss-slick stump, Ryan swung himself over and down, his right hand reaching into the warm waters.
Come on, Jack!
He fumbled for a moment, then found the tangled skein of hair. He clutched at it, knotting Jack's hair in his fist and heaving up with all of his strength. Then JB was at his side, pulling on Ryan's belt to save the man from being drawn in after the teenager.
Come on, Ryan. You got it.
Christy was also on the log, helping the armorer to tug Jack from the river's sucking embrace. She tucked him under her arm and carried him to the bank. JB heaved Ryan to safety, and the two men also made it back to solid earth. Jack lay on his back, arms limp, one leg folded under him. His eyes were closed, and brown water trickled from his open mouth. His hair was matted and filthy, framing his white face. And he wasn't breathing.
Are we going to stand around and watch the boy die?
Cemeteries
are full of people who got there because of others' good intentions. Lad swallowed most of the river. Give a sister some room.
Mildred hoisted her pants and dropped astride the unconscious boy, digging fists hard under his ribcage and pushing.
Come on, son. Live!
Jack expelled some of the river and jerked spasmodically, his left leg kicking out. Mildred nodded to herself.
That's it, Jack. Let's fight for it.
But he still wasn't breathing. She bent lower and applied her mouth to Jack's bloodless lips, breathing into his body, then easing away again. She lifted his arms from the ground and then lowered them, repeating the process several times.
Will our snow-headed chum be all right, Doctor?
Looks like it, Doc.